Our reading for today is from Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 21. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you, Philippians, yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Jesus Christ. To our God and Father be all glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word today, we welcome Pastor Robert Gedekin, St. Michael Lutheran Church, Richville, Michigan.
Today we return to the book of Philippians, a letter written by St. Paul while in prison. The 4th chapter returns to the main theme of the letter, and that theme, of course, is to rejoice, to find joy in your faith and in your Lord. With those famous words, rejoice in the Lord always, I will say it again, rejoice, a text often appointed to be read on Thanksgiving Day. It's a command, rejoice. Well, how do you feel when people tell you to, oh, don't worry about that? Do you stop worrying? Or when someone says, you shouldn't be so sad, do you stop being sad? How is it that we can command the heart? How is it that we can command the emotions? Is Paul commanding us to don't worry, be happy? Or is Paul commanding us to have no worries? And how does that affect us? And how do we respond to that? Well, you can't command the heart, and it does not respond well to commands. I had a friend once who said that many times people have a wrong notion about Christians. It's almost as if he thought that they should have what he called a Christian lobotomy. That is, part of their brain is dead, and they don't know much or are in touch with reality, which can be sometimes hard and brutal and difficult. And so they're always walking around with a smile on their face as if those sorts of things just didn't exist, as if they were denying reality. Well, that is not the Christian faith. And when we compare ourselves to such false standards, we may become quite discouraged at times. We may feel, well, why is it that I'm not as happy as I should be? You know, I should be happy as a Christian. I should be going around smiling all the time. Well, that is not the faith as it's described in Holy Scripture. It's described in Holy Scripture as a hope, as a confidence in God. And so it's important to recognize that there is a difference between being happy and rejoicing. We tend to think of happiness as being the same thing as rejoicing, but happiness really depends on the kinds of things that happen during the course of a day, to the circumstances that surround us, the kinds of events that hit us during the day that are largely outside our control. And as we go through the day, we may experience happiness over some things which occur, but then other things which occur during our day may actually be quite depressing and discouraging. Those kinds of emotions come naturally to us because of our circumstances. But Christians are not in the business of denying reality. We're in the business of understanding it. Because the truth is that reality contains a God, a real God, a God who cares about us, who is concerned to the point of sending his Son into the world to suffer and die so that we could know eternal joy in heaven with him. Not necessarily where we are at this moment in this broken and sinful world. Here we will experience unhappiness, and here we will experience frustration, and we won't be happy all the time. But we can know, in the midst of these circumstances, a hope. It isn't that we're denying reality, we're understanding the true reality, that there is a God who controls our circumstances, a God who has committed himself to us by a cross and will love us and care for us at all times. It is not happiness, but hope that leads to rejoicing. That little phrase in Philippians 4, verse 4 is crucial. Rejoice in the Lord always. And I will say it again, rejoice. It doesn't say rejoice because you're having a great day. It's rejoice in the Lord. It's rejoicing because you know the Lord is with you this day, and the Lord will walk with you this day. The Lord will forgive your sins this day. The Lord will stand next to you and befriend you. He will be the one to take care of you and bless you this day. And that is the secret of rejoicing in all circumstances, not because of the circumstances, but because of our hope in God. May he bless you this day with that kind of hope that will lead to that kind of rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Robert Gedekin for today's meditation on God's Word.